On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
It's time for Chit Chat with Alicia Carey, and oh my God, here she is. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you, Ron. How are you?
I'm great. It's a beautiful Wednesday, and there you have it.
Spectacular.
Alicia is sitting in a coffee shop in Manhattan.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm sitting in a studio in Boston, and that's the background. Now the meat.
That's it.
The show. We discuss social issues, things that kind of make sense
pop
to
up.
People. Yeah, thanks. I was having trouble there for a second.
It's all right.
Thank you very much. Today we're talking about horoscopes and things like that. If you're into it, people that follow them, people that don't. And I guess we'll start with where we're at as far as that's concerned. I'll ask you, do you follow the daily horoscopes?
No, I don't, but I believe in them. And I kind of believe in the sign of them. I am a Capricorn.
I see.
And when you look up a Capricorn, if you have the opportunity now, you'll see that it basically describes me. Really, we're goats. You know, that's our symbol, our animal symbol, our sign. Climbers, and that has basically defined me from the jump. Always climbing, always climbing to higher, to newer heights.
Yeah.
Goats are a very durable animal.
They
also eat garbage. I know that's hard. That's something we're all always working to overcome. But they are. Their persistence in climbing to the top. That's
okay.
A Capricorn quintessentially. Quintessential.
Now, okay, now I'm a Scorpio.
Oh gosh, no way.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
And
okay.
I think that means that I like to go in the desert and bite people. I mean, I don't understand.
No, that means you can sting. My sister's a Scorpio. Yeah. You don't act like Maxine, but your people can sting though. I think you probably can sting when you want to.
I think your people can sting too.
Really? Okay.
Well, sure. I mean, I don't follow the horoscopes. And
you don't?
No.
So you're zero. So on the scale of believing them, which is 10 and zero, you use that to line your bird cage or your iguana cage. Which one?
Yeah.
Which one is it?
My Scorpio cage. I don't follow it at all. Sometimes I look at it if someone I'm with says, hey, let's read the horoscope. And here's what I always find. In the description of what's going to happen for the day, some of it makes sense, but a lot of it doesn't. But the person reading it seems to me to be picking up the stuff that does relate and disregarding the stuff that doesn't.
Okay, I'm going to give you this. Let me give you this.
All right.
I've read different horoscopes, and different horoscopes all say different things.
Yes.
So if you pick up 10,
yes.
You know, if we look at 10 horoscopes today for today, they'll all say 10 different things.
Oh, I wonder why that would happen.
Yeah. Because it's being interpreted from one individual.
Okay.
So that's where the 10 comes in. They're reading these, let's just say, whatever, astrological signs.
Uh-huh.
Oh gosh, that was a big word for me today.
Well, you're in a
so
coffee
early
shop.
In the morning.
You're in a coffee
I am. I'm going to work it out.
That's right.
Like a cramp. Okay, but so that's what I feel that they're kind of interpreting these stars or signs or whatever, and they come up with their version of it. Some of them are close together. Some of them are farther apart. But for me, I don't necessarily follow the day-to-day horoscopes because I don't. I can't tell you the last time I read it. My godmother, she follows it. But I do believe, like I said, I feel that the signs that are allotted to people based on when they're born,
I
feel that the traits, I've seen similar traits with similar group of people, and I fit under the umbrella, which, by the way, when they describe the signs, mm-hmm, most mm-hmm. of these astrologists are very close when it comes to characteristics of each of the different 12 signs.
I don't know. I think the Chinese kind of made their point. Well, they made a point about it. Their horoscopes and their predictions and their characterizations are done by the entire year. And this is the year of the rabbit. So if you're born in a certain year, then everybody that was born in that 12-month span all has the same traits and characteristics as you do. And I think that is so incredibly absurd and general that I think the Chinese are pretty much... I think they're poking fun at it, actually, is I think what they're doing. Because they actually believe that if you're a rabbit, then you've got these certain traits from everybody is born in that year. I think it's a good example. I know a lot of people who have the traits of Gemini. They're two-faced. I guess that would be the overriding thing.
That is the general.
But yes. I know a lot of two-faced people who are not Gemini.
At you, yeah. Mr. Philosopher. Gosh,
well, I do have.
It's your day.
Well, I wanted to have a doctor's degree in something, so that was the best I could come up
Today's
with.
Today's your day.
Why is today my day? Is that what it says in the horoscope?
No, but I hear what you're saying, and I think you're probably saying for a lot of people, you're right. Mm-hmm. It's general. You know a lot of two-faced. Yeah. You know a lot of backstabbers. You know a lot of people who sting you. You know a lot of ambitious people.
Yeah.
And et cetera. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. I feel that it's not science, but I feel that it's a 50-50. I feel that there's some aspects of it when it comes to, like I said, the characteristics. I think there's certain aspects of it that holds true for me.
Yeah.
I find, but for example, like you said, I am a very, what's the word I'm looking for? Gosh, I'm going to be good to myself this morning.
Mm.
I would say overly ambitious.
Uh-huh.
How's that?
Yes.
Person.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually in, let's just say a production with somebody who is also quote unquote, one of my peoples, the Capricorn.
Uh-huh, people.
And I did not find that individual
mm-hmm.
to be like moi. So, yes. I was like, I was more like, what? You know, it was kind of like, what? Yeah. You're a who? What?
Seriously?
So, yeah. So, I, you know what? I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to let you have this today. I believe in the characteristics. I believe in the science, but I don't necessarily do the daily horoscopes. I'm not going to say one paper or one situation, one person's better than the other.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give this to you. It's a 50-50. I don't live my life by it, but I kind of, you know.
Well, that's good.
It.
Well, if you don't live your life.
I put my big toe in it.
Oh, okay. If you live your life by it, that's like anything else. You really shouldn't live your life by anything other than yourself. If you totally rely on something else, that's not wonderful. All right. But I'm going to meet you halfway, actually. I'm going to tell you that whatever positive things you can pick up from something is always okay and always good. So in other words, if you can relate to something... Well, thank you so much. Yeah, if you find something that gives you the energy and the drive from something that was written or you know, then that's positive. So I'll give it that. I guess what I would be objecting to are people that live their lives through something else and not through themselves. And horoscopes, for many people that I've seen, has taken away their individuality and their thought process and just dumped it in somebody's lap. And as you say, every horoscope is different. So it kind of doesn't make sense in that way. But there you go. I think we got a 50-50 going.
I like what you just said. And it had me thinking about other practices, like, for example, feng shui is something I dabble a little bit in, as you know, everything, but I do dabble in interior decorating and I used to, and I still do sorts of it, but with a feng shui twist, you will, when it comes to decorating.
Yeah.
And I Reiki, we talked about, I think the night boat, like, so yeah, there is, you're right. I take the good. I don't, and I used to be a little bit more gung-ho in terms of bunker, but I pulled back, and I take a little bit from here, some from here. You know that I am a Christian woman of God situation. Mm-hmm. And so I based my life on that in all honesty, but I do take a little bit of this and this from there, from Buddhism. Like I do try to meditate sometimes when I'm very stressed out. So you're right. If we can, if we are able, I mean, life is supposed to be moderation. I think when we get into trouble is when we go full hog in one direction. You know, correct. we become off kilter, and we only see the color yellow or the color pink, and we ignore the rest of the rainbow.
Absolutely.
But
I would liken it to walking through a field of fruit trees.
Oh,
and
gosh,
if there's a guy with a bushel of fruit, and they give you the bushel, and they say I have picked these fruits for you. Take these fruits and eat them. They are picked for you. I have picked them. That I don't like that. I would rather go walking through the orchard and pick from the trees from the fruits that I find to be appetizing to me and that really make me happy and make me fulfilled, and fruits that I want to eat. I will pick my own fruits, thank you very much, but I will pick them from all the trees. I will consider all the trees to pick my fruits from.
Oh my gosh, very enlightened,
I know, what's wrong with me? What is wrong with me?
What is going on today with you? I agree. I agree, and also feel free to, like you said, trying these new fruits, and if you don't like them, like you said, I do think that sometimes we get trapped into not trying new fruits.
Right.
And I say something to be said about opening up. Each day there are different fruits that are added to that bushel. You know what I mean?
But it's a freedom of picking the fruits that are right for you and not the fruits that somebody has picked for you.
And also we're giving the opportunity to try, not just the freedom of picking what's right for you, try things outside of your scope.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And I don't mean to pun on those words, but outside of your field of range. Like, for example, this is a long time ago, but I was not a sushi person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not major sushi.
Me either.
But I was dating somebody at that time, and he was a big sushi person, and he's like, try sushi. And I was like, well, I would say not. And he was like, try it. And eventually I got around to, I did baby steps, and then eventually, like, you know, I love sushi. But it was going out of my field, you know, my comfort level.
Yeah.
And now, to be very honest, I'm not major sushi person, but I ebb and flow between different, you know, food groups and situations and what have you. But if I hadn't been, you know, if that hadn't been introduced to me, I probably would have been kind of ignorant to it.
Go.
So I'm saying, you know, we need to all explore our other bushels or look.
All right.
You know, or try to be open.
Yeah, that, or just eat more fish.
Eat more fish.
Okay. That's what it says in my horoscope today.
Is that what it says in your horoscope today? You know what's so funny? While we're here, we should have looked up our horoscopes.
Well,
that would have really,
been extremely, but we don't plan this, so who knew?
Who knew? You who know, knew? It's chit-chat.
It's chit-chat. join us next week. You never know what we're going to talk about. We don't even know until we're going to do it.
We don't, because it's in the horoscope.
Yes, right. Yeah, we have to wait and see what they say. She's Alicia Carey. I'm Ron Van Dam. Thanks so much. Thanks, Alicia.